I sort of disagree, only, well, I don't know if she really thought that, that was true, but the subversive side of this piece I think was really strong.
I kind of want to switch gears really quick and talk about the multi-channel video we've seen here, because I feel like that's a really, really fascinating approach to filmmaking, and we've seen a decent amount of it in Documenta, and I'm just kind of curious on your thoughts on it.
So one really interesting work that we saw that a lot of people loved was called Two Meetings and a Funeral by Naeem Moamen. And it had three channels, and in the center usually there was someone speaking, and then on the side there were images sort of corroborating with whatever they were saying. And for me, it sort of felt as if the two channels were supplementary rather than necessary. And it was a beautiful work either way. Like I think visually it was really well filmed, and that saved it for me. But I could have been fine with a single channel. And I know, Alexi, you have different feelings on
I
that.
have like totally different feelings about it. So I really love this piece. It's this sort of like documentary taking place or like chronicling events that happened during the Cold War from this group called the Non-Aligned Movement, which is like a group of nations that like as their name might suggest weren't really aligned with like the United States, the USSR like the 70s and 80s and sort of like what their politics were at the time and like what was going on within their stories. Like they weren't super down with like being termed quote unquote like third world countries and were trying to sort of like forge their own identities. And I found having these like multiple screens conveying multiple facets of information super important. And so like you could have someone just speaking French in on one channel with subtitles on a channel next to it. And I felt like that made the whole like this person speaking was just like so much less intrusive, and you could just like allow yourself to simultaneously see them and see the words without having to like look up, look down, look up, look down. It
It
just
let you not remove yourself from the person's recount, which I think it is important.
like Yeah, there was that, but then there was also this sequence discussing sort of like the formal aspects of this sort of like they were calling it like this modernist sports arena that like they were this guy was just really railing into being like this is a totally just bogus use of money. It's like you have people starving in the streets and we're spending like tons and tons of money on this like lavish sports center. And railing against like how impractical it was, and even if it like is playing to certain notions of like democratic viewing, he's like, on the one hand, sure, every seat in here is like objectively a good seat, but
That money could be used
yeah, like
elsewhere.
this in this building just impossible to maintain. And so first we're introduced to this video seeing like multiple a or introduced to this building seeing multiple angles of it at once throughout the different channels, but then as he's talking about like how much this just seems to be a sort of like a political move, to have this like lavish arena. You're seeing footage of it in use during what I believe was the Olympics, and like positing this the whole building of this structure as a sort of like political game. I thought was like this really, really fascinating use of like cinematic montage.
So like one thing that part made me think of was whether or not if you had a single channel, because you see this a lot in, your average documentary where they'll start by interviewing a person and then they'll just
Cut to
flat yeah,
B-roll.
they'll cut to, in this case it'd be images of the Olympics with just a voiceover. And, that doesn't seem so horrible to me. And the one thing that this work does do is because you're seeing, those images, but also images of the arena, like blown up, you really understand what he's talking about when he says, this is a work of just giganticism. Like this is an imposing and silly thing. And so you can see him walking around inside it while also simultaneously seeing it from the outside. So that was definitely something that I appreciated.
And see, like, it's little things like that where I feel like this three-channel formal choice like really, really adds a lot to a viewing experience.
Yeah,
Or
I guess it came down to me as a question of like, what did you want the viewer to understand, because this did very much feel like something that could be on the PBS channel. Like, yeah, this was
incredibly comprehensive.
Yeah, it was an informative work, and I think that I could have gotten the same information with a single channel, and I suppose that's where my difficulty lies with saying that this really necessitated three channels.
I understand that, but I think multiple channels definitely allowed the film to be a little bit more meditative. It allowed it to breathe. It allowed a viewer to kind of, like, get multiple... I mean, it just allowed for multiple, like, points of information simultaneously.
Yeah.
And, like...
It was definitely more engaging.
It didn't have, like, a single prescribed mode of viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think it, like... I just really enjoyed seeing it. Like, it also heightened, I feel like, this, what would have just been, like, a standard documentary to a sort of art piece. And, like, that...
That's very true.
That puts it into a different context and conversation than mm-hmm. just having it be something that you could watch on PBS. And, like, I would... Yeah. First off, I would love to see this mixed down into something and be on PBS. Because this was just an incredibly engaging work.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that treating it as a documentary... Or treating this documentary as a work of art really served to just, like, highlight its importance. And, like, we're talking about, like, it also allowed it to tell a story that, like, might not otherwise be told by, like, a mainstream documentary. Like, PBS might care about, like, the NAM, but, like, not enough to put this much care into something.
But then the question, you know, this is very off topic, but then the question crops up of, will this video make it outside of the Documenta audience?
Okay, so does it have, like, an escape velocity?
Yeah, which I would say it probably does. But, you know, if it's on PBS and they, you know, they take on this project, like, it probably would not have as high of a production value, yes. But, honestly, more people would see it. And Documenta is it's a lot of people, I suppose. But it's only 100 days. And it's a very select group of people. This is the type of people that will frequent a Documenta, you know. So,
okay, I mean, yeah. I suppose, having three channels does sort of impede its ability to exist outside of an art world context in that regard. But at the same time, like, why can't a three-channel video be a three-channel documentary be a PBS documentary? Like, why can't we start playing with form on, like, a more, like, outside of the art world?
Isn't there something to be said for... So most three-channel or multiple-channel viewings that I've seen, there's actually angles to it. Like, it's... I haven't seen very many flat ones. And I don't think we've even seen... Have we seen a multi-channel at Documenta that wasn't somewhat...
Well, there was the Noia Noia Gallery. There was that massive...
Right.
Massive
That didn't have... That was a very flat work, though. That was designed to represent banners. That was all... It's not 2D, but it was very much like, this is on a wall.
Okay, so there was a monumental quality. Okay, yeah, so I guess I'll agree that they are either sort of warped or they are monumental.
Because, I feel like it's a way in which the, like, audience works within the space. There's something to a multi-channel viewing. Because usually, in my experience, they are angled.
Yeah.
And that's something that you can't really replicate on a normal TV screen.
Okay, and that's fair. And I guess this is just me kind of being, like, upset that we've just kind of fallen into this, like, one-screen viewing. Even though, like, I know so many people, at least in terms of, like, computers, like, having multiple screens at, like, your desktop computer is totally becoming the norm in terms of, like, how we do work and, like, how we function. And I'd love to see that, like, this notion kind of brought into, like, how we consume media and how we, like, exist. I don't know. I think this sort of form should have an escape velocity, but I don't know how to...
I agree. I think there's things that you could do. Particularly when you're looking at multiple perspectives of characters. Like, it's one thing that we haven't really seen, in my opinion, is a lot of narrative work. This is something that you'll actually see. This is, again, very off topic, but I think you'll see this more in animation, where you'll have a screen willingly parted, you know, like, it's divided up, because it replicates what you'd see in comics.
Yeah. Oh,
and so I feel like if you develop that sort of art style and then somehow bring that to real bodies, like, that could be something amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was, this wasn't a documentary, but this was at the Biennale, the Egyptian Pavilion was a 5-channel narrative video work that it was fascinating to see, like, multiple angles of the same action occurring, like, at once. And that just gave this, like, really fascinating overview of the story. And I think that, like, this would be really, really interesting to see, like, what artists and filmmakers could just do and also try to tailor that experience to a commercial audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
we don't know if we'll get there.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is like really, really, really wishful thinking, and it's something that I'd love to see explored, but objectively, I don't have much faith in that escaping.
But thank you, Documenta, for opening our eyes, albeit briefly. So I think that we have come to a good point. We've touched on the technical stuff that we wanted to.
And we've talked about some formal qualities.
Yeah, we went off the rails a little bit like we expected would happen.
And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you for picking up. That's where I wanted to end.